Namaskar. A guy called Farooq Sheikh, who is also called the Hawala King, got arrested recently. He was arrested by the ED, the Enforcement Directorate. Now, the irony of this headline, or the irony behind this headline, is that in 2014, they say that he came in the investigating agency's radar for his links with the underworld. 2016, he was arrested by DRI for customs violation. 2017, he was arrested by CBI for underworld links. 2018, he was arrested by Enforcement Directorate for FEMA violations, which is your Hawala thing. The question, Akhilesh, and for as a layman, is when the government knew that there was this guy called Farooq Sheikh and this guy had underworld links, this guy was into illegal activities in 2014. Why is it that DRI arrested him in 2016? CBI, ED, nobody was informed. He got acquitted, or he was out on bail. Then ED arrests him, CBI arrests him, then ED arrests him. Why couldn't all of them talk to each other and arrest him together? Why couldn't he be arrested in 2014? Okay, by all these, and all the investigation happened simultaneously. Because the question is, 2016, when he was arrested for customs, he was still doing Hawala? He was still having his racket? It is not that after that he changed his profession and he went into Hawala, so he did that. Why didn't these guys all gang up together and arrest him? Why didn't the government agency, whoever that was, tell the DRI, tell the CBI, tell the ED, tell the police that, listen, this guy is into nefarious activities, he's into illegal activities, he's into laundering of money, he's into Hawala. Why wasn't the information given to all parties?
You know, Sujit, what you are asking me is common sense. More so because all these agencies you named, DRI, ED, CBI, income tax, they're all under the central government.
Correct.
They are not even one state government versus the center or one state government of Nagaland and one of Maharashtra. That's not the case. So, it is the most obvious thing that central probe agencies need to be coordinating in terms of their investigation, in terms of their findings, in terms of sharing of data, in terms of their processes. That actually comes to another question. Then why do we have so many agencies? First, let's talk that. Income tax is specialized in tax evasion. Enforcement Directorate handles foreign exchange and money laundering. CBI for crime. DRI for customs violation. They are all different laws, so you have different agencies. But the done thing would be a common platform. So if one agency finds a violation, it has to report to all others. And if it was reported, you rightly said, evidence would have been, rather the activity would have been nipped in the bud. So evidence would have also not been permitted to be wiped out. And like you said, Farooq Sheikh, he was found to have done Hawala of 10,000 crores. In 2014, if all this was done, it might not have been 10,000 crores. Correct. So coordination among the probe agencies is an issue.
No, but is it because they don't want to share information with each other? Or is it because there is no system to share information with each other?
Even if there is no system, what prevents a senior officer of one department calling up his counterpart in the other department out of national interest? There may be no coordination. Let's for a moment assume that there is no formal platform, even though there is one. I will tell you about it later. But suppose there is no platform. Wouldn't a senior bureaucrat be expected to call up his counterpart in another department to say, hang on, we have unearthed something like this and you better take action immediately?
So why doesn't it happen?
I've known a few instances when it did take place and it was lethally effective. A few years ago, the Maharashtra government sales tax department nabbed a sales tax Hawala dealer who was issuing bogus bills, bogus purchase and sales bills. It was supposed to be in the range of 7 to 8,000 crores that he issued such bills. The sales tax commissioner realized that, you know, the amount of interest of the sales tax department was just 2%, which is sales tax collected on it. But he said this is a major tax evasion where the impact to the government is 30%. He's reported to have gone and given it to the income tax department, and it was a fabulous treasure trove for the income tax department, which kept them busy for the next 4 years, just raiding all those parties who had taken those kind of bogus bills. So just common sense coordination, if there's no formal coordination, this is lethal. Because
Absolutely. You
are nipping it in time.
Akhilesh, Nirav Modi was raided January 2017. He was arrested. He was, in fact, all this nautanki started 2018. Okay, till then, no agencies, no investigating agencies did anything about it. Pray tell me, had a decision been taken then, had steps been taken then, had arrest been happening then, he would have been behind bars.
Oh yeah. See, an income tax raid means all his items have been unraveled. Because they come, they swoop on you, take away all your documents, take away all your papers. So in January 2017, one part of the government, which is the income tax department here, knew that there was some scamster called Nirav Modi. Of course, the government did not take any action for a year thereafter. But Nirav Modi took action.
Correct. He bought a new flat and he ran away.
he bought a new passport. He must have bought a new residentship. He would have bought a few new companies in UK and USA. And he scooted away. So he had 1 year lead time to run away.
Is this deliberate?
I wouldn't know about it.
But you know, why wouldn't I think it is? Why would I? Either it's deliberate or it's stupid. So now choose.
You know, because we wouldn't go by rumors or speculation, we would not comment and say it was deliberate. But it certainly was majorly negligent and incompetent. Because I'm sure the agencies need to share information with each other. And somewhere the information was not shared. I'll take a case like Chanda Kochar's. Okay. In 2016, RBI looked into her affairs and gave her a clean chit. That is what the newspaper reports say. In my opinion, if at that point of time, RBI had informed the CBI and Income Tax Department, they would have done the investigation in 2016 itself of what they are doing on Deepak Kochar's company, New Power Renewables.
Correct.
Which today is looking like the source of money that he has received from Mauritius and Cayman Islands-based antecedents is highly questionable. We would have come to know it in 2016 itself. Correct. And maybe the bank would have been saved of this entire embarrassment of the media coming in.
The same could have been, will hold true for Shikha Sharma also?
Perhaps, yes.
During the SFIO investigation, whatever has come out with it, has that been shared with CBI? Has that been shared with Income Tax? Has that been shared with ED?
We wouldn't know. But the obvious is that all these central probe agencies, which, you know, operate in their respective silos, need to be coordinating with each other immediately. There has to be immediate automatic voluntary sharing of information.
There is a body that you said that looks into it. What is that body called?
You know, there is a central body, the apex body called Central Economic Intelligence Bureau. It is under the Finance Ministry, incidentally. And the newspaper reports say that, you know, the government somewhere has realized that this is not happening. So Mr. Hasmukh Adia, the finance secretary, he's called a meeting of the members of this body, which includes CBI, ED, Reserve Bank and CBDT, which is Income Tax Department, to find out why is there no ready sharing of findings, data, information, especially in the financial and economic domain. So, we hope it would get better.
So, Akhilesh, what we can conclude, and I want to ask you one more question before we conclude, but what we can conclude from this discussion is that if information were to be shared immediately, promptly, and effectively, possibly a lot of these people who are fleeing from this country could have been stopped.
I'll give you another example, sir. You know, Sujit, you can't run a Ponzi scheme even under the SEBI regulations. We call it collective investment schemes. Now, SEBI is a central body which doesn't operate at a ground level. So, what would happen is the police would catch a Ponzi operator and a criminal action would take place. But no action took place under SEBI and those companies never got banned in the process. I believe somewhere SEBI has, you know, informed the police very directly that whenever you have a Ponzi activity, please inform us so that we can close down the company, ban the promoters, fine them, prosecute them. I believe it has been happening. I'll give you another example. Take Goa. Goa, you know, is a favorite destination for international mafia, if I have to say so. Russians are there in a big way. Now, a foreign national is not allowed to purchase agricultural land and residential property in India. And the Russians have bought it there. And the local state government officers were resisting the property, very unaware of the Reserve Bank guidelines. Probably they never even informed the Reserve Bank. They must have been aware of it. Now, the left hand doesn't know the right hand. Everybody operating in silos. Everybody operating in very specialized domains. And who loses? Government of India? We Indians.
Correct. Actually, you led me to my last question, which is what I wanted to ask you. These investigating officers, these people who are part of the ED, they are officers. A lot of people I know from ED, they join ED, they are transferred to ED.
On deputation
through police, IPS and from excise department and so on and so forth. See, finance is a very specialized job. how much of these people, how much are they competent enough to investigate such genius finance frauds?
I think, Sujit, as time is going by, these frauds are getting far more and more sophisticated, more and more extensive, because, you know, money can travel globally at the press of a button. And the amount of competence needed of the probe agencies, I think there's a deficit in it.
Correct, because I know about police. You know, a person from crime branch who was handling murder yesterday is transferred to economic offence wing, who landed a 25 crore scam or 250 crore, 2500 crore scam. The poor man doesn't know what his balance sheet looks like. So what is he going to, what is he going to invest
in? And you know, that also explains why you've taken on the police. Let me give you, you know, income tax department kind of an explanation. The income tax department is reported to lose, which the economic survey itself says, most of the cases in courts. It means probably they very rightly stumbled on something, but they couldn't package it under the law very correctly because of lack of deficit in competence somewhere. And the department lost its cases. So the training, the skills, the expertise, these are very specialized domains. You need a different bunch of people for it.
Yes,
we hope that there is better coordination between the central agencies, and before a Nirav Modi runs away and the government doesn't need to resort to that fugitive economic offenders act, because we are letting them run away by not doing a simultaneous probe on them together. We don't swoop on them.
So to conclude, Akhilesh, we say that if there is a perfect, like we said, if there's a perfect coordination, a perfect free flow of information amongst investigative departments, you will have a far effective prosecution process, number one. Number two is, at some point, we need to have specialized staff for these kind of jobs. For investigation, in income tax, in ED, specialized jobs, specialized people who are not just taken from the UPSC roster or taken from, you know, general
policing
profiles. You need professionals who are chartered accountants who understands balance sheet. Because the way, like cybercrime, I think economic offenses is going at the same pace and with that same sense of, could I call it genius or what?
Sophistication.
Okay, sophistication. You know, it's growing at that same pace. So that's it for today. We'll see you with a new topic on a new day. Namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it. And we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.